Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Marcus McDuffie joins us on the hotline. Are you in Dayton yet, Marcus?
Yes, we've just arrived not too long ago.
Okay. Well, what's the itinerary? Do you practice today? How are you getting ready for this game coming up tomorrow afternoon?
Well, we play tomorrow, which is a quick turnaround, but we practice today. You know, just obviously go over the things, you know, see what the other team is like a little bit and, you know, go on from there. But at this point, it's all about just us now.
Yeah, you guys are obviously used to traveling and getting on airplanes and things like that. But, you know, to have your first four games in Wichita and to experience that atmosphere and then get up and have to go to a different place and your only maximum is two games. How different is that?
It's definitely different. You know, it's definitely going to be weird. You know, we played so many games at Wichita. You know, four games is a lot of games to hear the fans and hear the crowd and the atmosphere and get so used to it and spoiled by it. So, you know, coming here, it's all about us and us staying focused and locked in, you know, on the basketball court, because we know some fans are going to be there showing love for sure, but we know it's not going to be like being the Coke Arena, so we got to stay locked in and focus on what we need to do.
Marcus McDuffie, our guest, a member of the Aftershocks, of course, a great Shocker in his collegiate career. Yeah, you mentioned it. You played four games at Coke Arena in front of a welcoming and festive and excited crowd. Last year when you went to Dayton after three games in Wichita, really team was flat, didn't play well, and lost by a pretty substantial margin. How do you guard against that? You mentioned it's in your minds, but how do you guard against that? What do you do? Is there anything you can do?
I mean, last year was kind of different. You know, we had a week off before we played that game. We had an early game. You know, this game was super early, so, you know, it was kind of different. Everybody separated, so that chemistry and everything kind of gets where it wears down. You know, in this situation, you know, getting together, we've been playing every other day pretty much, and now we're going to play again. So I think this is a better situation in terms of, you know, staying together, keeping that momentum that we've put at such a high level in Wichita and bring it here. I think we're going to have a better approach to the game than we did last year, you know, so, still, you know, dealing with COVID and everything. So this year was kind of a clean slate, kind of on schedule and everything. So, you know, everything is just working out perfectly for us right now. And we're just two wins away, which is amazing. And we have a chance to do something special.
Yeah, I can't say, Marcus, that I've watched like every game in TBT this year, but it seems like to me that the Aftershocks are completely different from every other team in that, one, you play really great defense, which we've talked about a whole lot, and second is just the depth, which is incredible. Seems like every other team has, you know, their group of guys, and they stick with them, but you can go to the bench, and there's no drop-off. How much was that by design for this year's team to have that kind of depth, and what kind of advantage does that give you?
I mean, to be honest, you know, I've always been, like, you know, excited to play every year ever since I started. So I was always one of the first guys to join the team. Then after that, I kind of, you know, move on and just whoever joins the team. And, you know, in this particular team, you know, I was just waiting until we got here. I didn't really know who was going to play, who was with who, but I knew. Because, you know, when you play with, you know, most of the guys on the team are, you know, alumni, you know, guys that play, you know, in college. So, you know, you kind of know who's going to be playing. But to have, like, James, like the new players, you know, James Dickey and James Woodard, and these guys to come in and just gel with us. And, like, their personalities just, like, it just fits our team. And, you know, to have those guys with us, and I think everybody on our team that's, you know, we play with alumni guys, you know, we all have gotten better, you know, playing overseas. And I think this year, you know, it's showing out there how much better we've gotten with our games and the focus and the maturity of our game, you know, is evolving and is showing, you know, and I hope this, you know, I hope, you know, teams and guys who are watching put a lot of respect on us, just not as only as team, as a team, but individual players with our career going forward.
Marcus McDuffie, our guest, Aftershocks in it tomorrow afternoon, Final Four of the TBT against Americana for Autism. The joy that you guys are having is palpable. I'm curious to know, Marcus, you've played so much basketball at so many different levels, professionally, collegiately, high school, TBT. Where does this rank in just sheer enjoyment of playing basketball?
This is definitely ranked probably up there. I would have to say top. It's definitely in the top three, maybe two or one, to be honest. You know, because, you know, as you get older, things get more difficult. You know, you start living an adult life. You start dealing with the business side of things, and it's hard to get that enjoyment, you know, outside the business thing, you know, because, you know, life is life, you know. So it's just to come here in the TBT and have this type of enjoyment during the summer, playing the game of basketball, being around guys you're cool with, you know, I think it means a lot, you know, especially with guys like us going overseas, being away from our family and just dealing with that. You know, I think coming back here and over here is like a, you know, just like a, you know, relief, you know, like a family reunion type deal. And it's like, you know, it's been amazing so far. And, you know, to have this opportunity to do this every year, man, it's, you know, and to be around the fans, it's unbelievable.
So I'm going to try to ask this question in a way that makes sense. I don't know if I can get there, but you talked about everybody's getting better. Like, what do you hope happens when you're playing overseas and you're getting better? Like, what, who do you hope notices? What is the next step? Because if you're in the NBA and you're getting better, okay, I want more money. And I'm sure that's part of it, playing overseas. But what are kind of the steps when you're improving overseas and you know you're getting better? What do you want then to happen either the following year or on the next contract or whatever?
I mean, just like everybody else, more money. You know, but obviously, you know, we've been playing this game a long time, so we're at a point now where, you know, we feel like we should get what we deserve or what we earn. And, you know, that's up to our, you know, whoever we're, you know, our agents or whatever we deal with, you know, managers or whatever, to put us in that best position. So, but it's all about our performance and us seeing, you know, people out there noticing our, you know, improvement each year and how we're doing and how we're playing. And every year we're just trying to improve to be on a better team, making more money, you know, or, you know, that's the goal. You know, being overseas is a long time, a long deal. And, you know, you want to make sure you're getting every penny's worth, you know, and you're also out there doing what you have to do so you can, you know, make that next big move. And, you know, credit to the TBT giving us this so much exposure. Even, and credit to the TBT just giving us that ESPN exposure in the summer, which is insane, you know. You know, after the NBA is over and everything, this is like the only thing on TV, you know. That obviously brings a lot of, catches a lot of eyes to a lot of people who are watching. And, you know, that definitely helps the improvement of our careers as well. You know, that's why joining this TBT is such a big deal now.
Talking with Marcus McDuffie, one more question. You guys are part of a huge basketball community. So do you know any of the players on Americana for Autism? What kind of a team do you expect them to have? This is a team that put up 93 on Florida TNT. So obviously some offensive firepower.
Yes, that's definitely what I expect. You know, I think definitely down the road, now that we get into the Final Four, we're going to definitely run into some offensive firepowers. And, you know, with our defense, you know, and the way we're playing, I think we're fine, you know, but we got to see what team's going to crack that code and give our hardest time. And, you know, I think this is the time now where it's going to get tougher and tougher, you know, and it's only two wins away. So I think Autism, I think they're going to be definitely, like you said, offensive firepower for sure. You know, putting up them points. You know, I think these guys, I don't know exactly where they're from. I heard these guys are from, you know, kind of New York area, East Coast area, similar to where I'm from. So I know they're going to definitely bring some grittiness, you know, some toughness, you know, definitely some shake and bake to their game, one-on-one basketball, you know, where we have to sit down and guard and play team defense. So, you know, I think it's going to be that type of game, you know. So we got to definitely lock in for that, be aware.
Well, if you shoot the three like you did the other night, everything's going to be fine, Marcus.
Sure, most definitely. You know, I hope so. Let's go.
Thanks, Marcus. We appreciate your time.
Good luck.
Yeah, well, I appreciate y'all, man, for having me on here.
You bet. Marcus McDuffie from the Aftershocks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.